USA News. I'm Jerry Barnash. A push to remove former President Trump from ballots by way of the 14th Amendment is being explored in some states. Senator Tim Kaine told ABC's This Week that it is worth looking into.
The attack on the Capitol that day was designed for a particular purpose at a particular moment, and that was to disrupt the peaceful transfer of power as is laid out in the Constitution. So I think there's a powerful argument to be made. My sense is it's probably going to get resolved in the courts.
Michigan Secretary of State Jocelyn Benson told CNN they are giving it serious consideration.
The arguments for disqualification are quite strong. That said, there are counterarguments on the other side that recognize really the unprecedented moment that we're in.
She said the primary ballot should be finalized by December. Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders says one way or another, the Democrats have to defeat the 45th president.
We have got to bring the progressive community together to say, you know what, we're going to fight for a progressive agenda, but we cannot have four more years of Donald Trump in the White House.
Sanders on CBS's Face the Nation. A change for Ukraine as the war drags into its 19th month. President Vladimir Zelensky has dismissed Defense Minister Oleksiy Reznikov, who went through more than 550 days of war. He nominated Rustem Umerov, the former People's Deputy of Ukraine, to become the new defense minister. It comes after Russia attacked a port in Odessa over the weekend. The cause of death has been revealed for singer-songwriter Jimmy Buffett. His website announced the Margaritaville singer suffered from a rare form of skin cancer for 4 years. Buffett, who died Friday at the age of 76, continued to perform during treatment. According to the National Cancer Institute, sun exposure and having a weak immune system can affect the risk of Merkel cell carcinoma. This is USA News.
Are you or someone you love struggling with an addiction to drugs or alcohol and want to be set free from the chains of addiction? Then call Addiction Helpline America right now to get the help you need. From drug and alcohol addiction to dual diagnosis treatment, we provide a confidential helpline to help people like you get sober and live happy, substance-free lives.
Treatment helped me get my life back. I was so addicted, the only person I could focus on was myself and what I needed. I hit rock bottom and lost everything. Through treatment, I was able to overcome those demons and focus on my family again.
I used until I overdosed and almost died. That was the end of the road for me. After seeking treatment, I now have hope. I learned skills that help me deal with life on life's terms.
800-932-1745. 800-932-1745. 800-932-1745. That's 800-932-1745.
A rare transplant is proving successful.
A pig kidney is still functioning in a brain-dead man 6 weeks after transplant surgery. New York University Langone Health says this is the longest period a pig kidney has functioned in a human being. Surgeons transplanted the genetically engineered organ after the 57-year-old man's family agreed to donate his body because his organs were not suitable for transplant. The NYU Langone Transplant Institute director said the kidney is doing all the jobs that a normal human kidney would do. I'm Lance Pry.
Barbie and Oppenheimer led to the best summer for the box office since the pandemic. Domestic revenue topped $4 billion from May to August, largely on the heels of the two blockbusters. For the weekend, The Equalizer 3 is projected to make over $40 million. A rapper is sending a cease and desist letter to one GOP presidential candidate.
Rapper Eminem objecting to presidential candidate Vivek Ramaswamy using his music at campaign events. The Republican candidate has made it a practice to use Eminem's song Lose Yourself at events and even rapped the song himself during an appearance recently at the Iowa State Fair. A spokesperson for the Ramaswamy campaign says they will comply with Eminem's request. I'm Corey Myers.
I'm Jerry Barnash, USA News.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the Tax Doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Call 800-215-2418. 800-215-2418. 800-215-2418.